Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Dr. Rick Knapp, director here at the National Hurricane Center, coming to you live from Miami for our noon Eastern Time and 11 a.m. Central Time update on Tropical Storm Karen, the center of which is pretty easy to see on the visible satellite imagery centered offshore from the Louisiana coastline. Still exposed, but there are plenty of thunderstorms off to the east and southeast, and some of them quite a ways away from the center, although recently there's been a little burst of thunderstorm activity just east of the center itself. But clearly, this is not a very well-organized tropical storm. Weaker than yesterday, maximum winds currently just above that tropical storm threshold at 40 miles per hour. Moving to the north at about 7 miles an hour, it is going to impact Louisiana later today, tonight, and into tomorrow with some tropical storm conditions in some areas where we have a tropical storm warning in effect for southeast Louisiana from the border with Mississippi around to Morgan City. That does not include the metropolitan New Orleans area. We are going to have another Air Force plane flying into Karen this afternoon to get us an update on the intensity and see if it possibly has weakened to a tropical depression. But either way, whatever side of that threshold we're on doesn't really change the impacts a whole lot. We do have a tropical storm watch in effect for Metro New Orleans and Lake Pontchartrain and for the coastlines of Mississippi, Alabama, and the western portions of the Florida Panhandle. We are forecasting it to weaken to a tropical depression, but that would be just down 5 miles an hour. It doesn't make a whole lot of practical difference. And somewhere in that tropical storm watch area, it's possible, at least in gusts, to see winds of tropical storm force as Karen moves to the northeast starting tonight and into tomorrow and makes final landfall somewhere on the northern Gulf Coast sometime Sunday afternoon or evening. And then will weaken inland as it proceeds to the northeast into Monday morning. So what are the numbers in terms of what we could see in terms of storm surge and rainfall? Well, both of those water hazards will only be experienced in some isolated locations. We're not going to see a lot of storm surge or heavy rain everywhere on the northern Gulf Coast. But where you do experience it, especially to the right of where the center passes, you could see storm surge flooding of 1 to 3 feet above ground level in coastal areas. And the rainfall totals could be 1 to 3 inches where those rain bands set up, maybe isolated spots up to 6 inches. So you should be able to stay safe during Karen's passage as long as you pay attention to whatever instructions come from local emergency managers, especially regarding the storm surge, and whatever flash flood warnings might come out from local forecast offices. When the heavy rains start, if you get it, stay off the roads for a little while, and you should be just fine. That's the latest from the National Hurricane Center on Tropical Storm Karen. I'm Dr. Rick Knapp.